Israel's military chief of staff is taking his share of criticism for the handling of the war. At the same time, he's being slammed in the press for reportedly selling his stock portfolio just hours before the fighting began. General Dan Halutz insists he did nothing wrong, but there are growing calls for him to resign. NPR's Linda Gradstein has that story.
At 9 a.m. on July 12th, a squad of Hezbollah guerrillas infiltrated across Israel's border with Lebanon, killed three Israeli soldiers, and captured two others who have still not been released. An hour later, Israel began shelling South Lebanon, and the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange began to fall. According to Israeli media reports, at noon, Chief of Staff Dan Halutz called his bank and sold off a stock portfolio worth more than $27,000. An hour later, he convened the general staff and recommended a large-scale military operation. In the next week, as the fighting escalated, Israel's stock exchange plummeted 8%, although it has mostly recovered since then. The Israeli newspaper Maariv published the report of the stock sale yesterday. Halutz did not deny the substance, but called the report malicious and politically motivated. And he insists he has done nothing wrong, saying he had planned the sale a week earlier.
On the question of my ethics, I am prepared to compete against anyone, anyone in the state of Israel. I am an example in many fields, including this one.
But Israeli politicians from both the right and left called on Halutz to resign, saying his personal finances should have been the last thing on his mind as he ordered a reserve call-up of tens of thousands of soldiers. Aryeh Eldad is from the right-wing National Union Party.
We can open an inquiry into whether he bought or sold stocks after he had information that the wider public didn't have. But that's the less important aspect. The public ethical aspect is more important. Halutz must go home. We can't live with a chief of staff like this.
A similar call came from the left-leaning Haaretz newspaper with an editorial titled, First Halutz Must Go. Most Israeli commentators say it does not seem that General Halutz broke any laws, but Gershom Gorenberg, an Israeli journalist and author, says that doesn't really matter.
Even if there is no legal implications, the sense of ethical callousness or of a serious ethical mistake is there, and it's particularly strong because while Israelis have become very cynical about their politicians, they're not usually very cynical about their generals.
Gorenberg says there would have been criticism of Halutz even if the war had gone according to plan and Israel quickly defeated Hezbollah. But amid public frustration with the slow pace of the war and the heavy death toll, criticism of the chief of staff is even louder. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.